today we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. We're holding already at the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Arba Esrei Seudos Chayiv Adam Lachol BaSukkah. A person has to eat 14 Seudos over the course of Yontif in his Sukkah. Achas B'yom V'achas B'layla. Meaning one must make sure to have two daily Seudos in the Sukkah. V'cham Mamele Dover Kitzvah. V'cham say no, there's no set amount of Seudos that you have to have. When you're hungry and you want to eat, you got to do it in the Sukkah. If you're not hungry, you don't want to eat, so don't eat. You don't have to go to the Sukkah. Chutz Me'leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag B'Vad, except for the first night. On the first night, you don't have a choice but to eat, and you have to eat in the Sukkah. Va'odam Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer further said, Misha lo achal Leil Yom Tov HaRishon, Yashlim Leil Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. If a person missed a Su'udah on the first night of Sukkahs, he can make up for that Su'udah on the last night, meaning on Shmini Atzeres. V'cham Mom Remein L'Dover Tashlum. V'cham say, no, if you miss a meal, you miss a meal. There's no making up for a meal. Val Zen, and that's what the pasuk means when it says this is one of the things the pasuk refers to when it talks about mu'uvas lo yuchal l'skon v'chesron lo yuchal lihimanos. So says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Lezer. Where does Rabbi Lezer get the idea that a person has to have two su'udos every single day of Sukkos in the Sukkah? So the Gemara explains, he darshens a pasuk teshu. Pasuk says basukos teshu. So he darshens teshu ke'ein taduru, that you have to dwell in the Sukkah the same way you live in your house. Madira achas biyom achas balayla, afsukah achas biyom achas balayla. Just like one typically in their house has one meal during the day and one meal at night, so too in their sukkah one must have one meal during the day and one meal at night. Meaning, whatever you typically do in your house, you must do in the sukkah. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, we agree about this drush of Teshvu Kein Taduru, we disagree with the way you're interpreting it. Kedira, yes, it should be like a dira, but madira, ibay achil, ibay lo achil, just like in your house, you could choose to eat or choose not to eat, you could do whatever you want. Av sukkanami, ibay achil, ibay lo achil. So by sukkah also, you could choose to do whatever you want, you could choose to eat or choose not to eat. So whereas the Chachamim hold, whereas Rabbi Lazar holds rather, that Teshu came to Dura means whatever you normally do in your house, you must do in your sukkah, the Chachamim hold, no, you could treat your sukkah mamish the way you treat your house. Do whatever you feel like doing. So main point number, so Frakta Gemara, before we get to the main points, Ihachi, afilu leilu yom tov rishonami, if you're really going to darshan like the Rabbanan that you can do whatever you want, so then why on the first night of Sukkahs do you have to eat in the sukkah? Why don't you just say, well, I don't feel like it, I don't feel like eating, then I don't have to eat in the sukkah. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yatzadik Nemar Kan Chamisha Asar VeNemar Chamisha Asar B'Chag HaMatzos, because by Chag HaSukkos the Torah says Chamisha Asar, and the Torah says Chamisha Asar by Pesach, and therefore we make a Gzeres Shava between the two. Mala Halon, just like by Chag HaMatzos Laila Rishon Chova Mikan VeElach Rishos, on the first night you have a Chiyuv to eat Matzah, meaning the mitzvah of Matzah is at the Seder, but afterwards you don't have to eat Matzah. It's just that if you want to wash and you want to eat something, you can't have bread, you're going to have Matzah. So Afkan, so too by Sukkah Laila Rishon Chova Mikan VeElach Rishos, the first night is a Chiyuv, but after that is a Rishos. V'Hasam Min Halon, how do I know by Matzah that it's only on the first night that you're obligated to eat matzah? Amar Kra, be'erev tochlu matzos, hakasuv kava uchova. The Torah says be'erev tochlu matzos, and therefore we see that the Torah is making this an absolute chiyuv. Of course, the Rishonim deal with the issue that it's not really an exact parallel, because we say a bracha on sukkah whenever we eat in the sukkah. Even on Chol HaMoed we say a bracha of leishim basukkah. Whereas when it comes to achilas matzah, we only make a bracha of al achilas matzah on the first night. Okay, but that's an issue that's dealt with by the Rishonim. So main point number one over here, we have Machlokas, Rav Lazan, Rabbanan, how to interpret Teshvu Ke'in Taduru. Is it that whatever you normally do in your house, you must do in the Sukkah? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Or the Rabbanan hold, no. Whatever, you can treat your Sukkah the same way you treat your house. So choose to eat when you want. Then main point number two, the reason one must eat in the Sukkah on the first night, according to everybody, is because of Gzer Shavah Tesvav Tesvav to Chag HaMatzos. Good. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah had told us, V'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer had said that if a person doesn't eat on the first night in the Sukkah, he can make up for it by having a meal on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara is going to ask, how is that possible that you can make up for it on Shmini Atzeres? V'Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Arba Esrei Seudos Chayiv Adam Lachol B'Sukkah Achas B'Yom Achas B'Layla. person has to eat 14 su'udos in the sukkah, one day, one at night. So how is it possible to make up for it on Shmini Atzeres? You're not allowed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. How in the world is a person allowed to make up for a missed meal in the sukkah? So Amar Bira, Amar Rabbi Ami, Chazabo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind. He does not require two su'udos. He's ultimately moda to the Chachamim that only on the first night you have a chiyuv, but that su'uda, and therefore that su'uda, could be made up for in Shmini Atzeres, even though it's not in the sukkah, because we learn from the Karbonos HaChag, where you have a din of tashlumin on Yom Tov Achron, so the meal also, that one special meal also, you have a din of tashlumin. So it says, mashlum b'may. But how do you make up for a missed Yom Tov meal by having a Yom Tov meal? Ilim a berifta, if you want to tell me, well, you have bread. Well, suda diomika achil. Why isn't that just a regular Shmini Atzeres meal? In what way is that making up for a Sukkot meal? That's just a regular Shmini Atzeres meal. Elamai yashlim, yashlim b'mine targima. It means you add a few more fruits, a few more cakes, something delicious to the meal that you otherwise would not have had. Tanina miachim hishlim b'mine targima yatsa. And if you make up for it with mine targima, then you are then you're yotze. So main point number two: the way to make up for a missed first night meal is by adding a few extra foods on Shmini Atzeres. Shal apotropos shal Agrippas haMelech es Rabbi Eliezer. The apotropos of Agrippas haMelech asked Rabbi Eliezer, Kegon ani sheini rogel echal el suda achas biyom. You know, I only eat one meal a day. I have an interesting diet. I only eat one meal a day. So when I go to the sukkah, can I eat just one meal in the sukkah? Meaning, assuming like Rabbi Lezer's original approach, that a person must have two meals a day in the sukkah, assuming that he hasn't changed his mind. So what would you say about a person who only normally eats one meal a day? Normally, you eat all sorts of, on a typical day, you'll eat all sorts of side dishes for your own honor, to whet your own appetite. Now on Sukkot, you can't have a little bit extra for the sake of the Ribbono Shalom, meaning you have to make yourself hungry, do whatever you can, because you got to have two sudos. Meaning Rabbi Lezer was a hardliner. He was saying that it's not really optional. You don't really get to choose that I'm going to eat in the sukkah the way I eat in my house. No, the way most people typically eat in their house is what everyone's obligation in sukkah is. And since most people typically eat in their house two meals a day, no matter what your diet is, no matter what your habits are, you have to eat in the sukkah two meals. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, certainly, and therefore if a person is not eating bread on Chol HaMoed, or not eating Chamesh Shmini Dagon, or whatever, he's not eating any real meals on Chol HaMoed, he doesn't have to be in the sukkah. But we do hold a similar notion when it comes to Shal HaShudas, let's say. A person says, normally I have a big lunch, I don't want to eat a little bit of a dinner, but we have a requirement that we have to have three su'udos on Shabbat, so it doesn't matter whether you like to have it or not like to have it. Of course, Chachamin of Barosha, you have to be smart enough, Shulchan Aruch says, you have to be smart enough not to overstuff yourself by Shabbos lunch, so that you'll have room to have a little something for Shal HaShudas. Va'od Sha'alo, the apotropos further asked Rabbi Eliezer, Kigonani sheishli shtei nashim, achas b'Tveria v'achas b'Tzipori. I happen to be married to two women, one in Tveria, one in Tzipori. V'yeshli shtei sukkos, and therefore I have two sukkos, achas b'Tveria v'achas b'Tzipori, and each wife built a sukkah for me. Ma'u she'etze misukkah l'sukkah ve'epater. Can I switch off sukkos in the middle of the chag and be yotze mechiv? Amar lo, Rabbi Lezer says, lo, you're not allowed to do that. Shani omar kol yotze misukkah l'sukkah, bitul mitzvasa shel rishona. That I think if you switch sukkahs, you'd be mevatel the first sukkah l'mafreya. And it turns out you're not mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah, meaning Rabbi Lezer holds that you need to be in the same sukkah throughout the yantiv. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer omar, Rabbi Lezer says, in a braisa, ein yotze misukkah l'sukkah, ve'ein osin sukkah b'chol shamali. This is the braisa where Rabbi Lezer expresses this opinion, that you're not allowed to go from one sukkah to another sukkah, and you're not allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, because you can't have a sukkah that you're not using for the entirety of Yom Tov. V'cham omrim yotze misukkah l'sukkah, ve'osin sukkah b'chol shamali. V'cham disagree. They say you can switch sukkahs in the middle, and you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. V'shavin, both Rabbi Lezer and the Chum agree, she'im nafla, she'chozer b'chol shamali. That if your sukkah falls down, then you can could certainly rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. My time with Rabbi Elazar. Why is it that Rabbi Elazar does not allow building a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Amar Kra, Chag HaSukkos Tasilcha Shivas Yamim. Pasuk says you should make Chag HaSukkos 7 days. Asei sukkah haru'iyah l'shiva. So we darshan from there that you're supposed to make a sukkah that's ra'i to last for 7 days. V'rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, no, hachi kamarachmana, asei sukkah b'chag. Meaning you're supposed to make a sukkah that you could use for any of the days of Yom Tov, but not that it has to be that you use the same sukkah for 7 days. V'shavin, Rabbi Elazar and Chacham also agree, shim nafla shechozer bonos b'chol shamoed, that if the sukkah falls down, meaning this is just quoting what we said before, that if the sukkah falls down, you're allowed to rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course you're allowed to rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. By rebuilding it, you're just putting it back in place, the original sukkah. So it's not a new sukkah. Of course, Rabbi Elazar is going to be okay with this. You're bringing back the same sukkah. So it says, Ma'u detema hayachriti hive'in l'shiva kamash malan. I might have thought that this is considered a different sukkah, and it's not a sukkah that you're using for 7 days, kamash malan. Therefore, it comes to teach me that Rabbi Eliezer would, in fact, consider this to be the same sukkah. So last main point over here, two questions that the Apotropos of Agrippas asked Rabbi Eliezer. One, if he has only one meal a day, Rabbi Eliezer told him, if he normally only has one meal a day, Rabbi Eliezer told him he still has to have two meals in the sukkah. And two, that he cannot switch sukkos in middle of Yom Tov. That in middle of Yom Tov, you can't switch sukkos even if you have two families. You have to eat in the same sukkah throughout the entire Yom Tov. And I guess we can make main point number one on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, even though Rabbi Elazar holds, you're not allowed to switch sukkos in middle of Yom Tov, if your sukkah fell down, you are allowed to rebuild that same sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Bez Hashem will pick up with Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer next time.